This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift will be making her feature directorial debut with Searchlight Pictures. The singer-songwriter has written an original script which will be produced by the Oscar-winning studio behind Nomadland and The Shape of Water. Other key details like a plot and casting are being kept under wraps until a later date. So, for now, it's a blank space. Sorry. Dua Lipa is dating rapper Jack Harlow, whose latest album features an ode to the British Albanian star entitled, appropriately enough, Dua Lipa. Harlow has said that before the album came out in May, he called Lipa on FaceTime to get her blessing. And while he got a somewhat awkward response, she gave him the nod. And then, way more than a nod. Kanye West was named Anti-Semite of the Year by watchdog group Stop Anti-Semitism. Yep, they named Ye the most problematic person of 2022. Leora Rez, SA's executive director, said, quote, Kanye uses his celebrity platform to push dangerous anti-Semitic rants about Jews and he refuses to stop. Unquote. Wacko. Drake bought a custom necklace with 42 diamonds with money from engagements that he was booked for but never actually did. Designer Alex Moss said it took 14 months and that every diamond was hand-selected and mounted in 18-karat white gold. Hey, Drake, couldn't that money have gone to charity, though? I call that hotline bling BS. The sequel to Joker has begun filming. The story will pick up with Joaquin Phoenix's killer clown after he's been admitted to Arkham Asylum. Phoenix, who won the Oscar for Best Actor for his performance in the original, will be joined by Lady Gaga for the sequel. Joker earned more than $1 billion at the box office worldwide. And that's no joke. Shannon Ruth, who is autistic and has cerebral palsy, filed a lawsuit claiming Backstreet Boy Nick Carter forced her to perform a sexual act on him while on his tour bus. She was 17 at the time. Though Carter denies the incident ever happened, ABC TV canceled a Backstreet Boys primetime holiday special that was set to air. Guilty! Emily Ratajkowski is crediting therapy with helping her fear of abandonment. She tested for an anxious, preoccupied attachment style when she began therapy, but recently found that she has progressed to a more secure type. The actress divorced husband Sebastian Bear McLeod amid a cheating scandal earlier this year. But what's she doing with Pete Davidson? More therapy! Guillermo del Toro doesn't want parents to think his version of Pinocchio is a kid's movie. The Oscar-winning director said, quote, it's not made for kids, but kids can watch it if their parents talk to them. It's not a babysitter movie. It's a movie that will have kids asking questions, unquote. The Italian classic was made famous in 1940 by Walt Disney. No lie. Diddy announced he's welcomed a baby girl into his life. The bad boy honcho said, quote, I'm so blessed to welcome my baby girl, Love Sean Combs, to the world. Mama Combs, Quincy, Justin, Christian, Chance, Delilah, Jesse, and myself all love you so much, unquote. The baby is his sixth child. He has five other children from different women. Give me a break.
Idiot of the Week!
Britney Spears is back on Instagram posting an awkward video where she ate cake off the floor and flipped off her 41 million followers. She deleted her account because she accidentally pressed the wrong button. She went on to say that her goals next year are to become more comfortable around people, crash a wedding, and sing a song or two. Idiot. art house film The Whale scored at the box office, landing the biggest opening weekend of the year for a limited release. The film, starring Brendan Fraser as an obese recluse who attempts to reconnect with his daughter, grossed $360,000 from just six theaters, translating to $60,000 per screen. The film will expand now, just like Fraser's fat suit. TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are currently off the air at GMA3. The president of ABC News said, quote, Amy and TJ will remain off air pending the completion of an internal review, and there will be a rotation of anchors at GMA3 for the time being, unquote. Gee, this is juicier than anything on Apple TV's The Morning Show. Elton John is the latest celebrity to call it quits on Twitter. Oh yeah. He cited an unspecified policy change that he said would allow misinformation to flourish unchecked. He added, "It saddens me to see how misinformation is now being used to divide our world." Yep, and I think it's going to be a long, long time before Elton returns. A class action lawsuit claims stakeholders in Yuga Labs, the parent company of NFT series Bored Ape Yacht Club, engaged in a conspiracy with celebrities to defraud potential investors. Yuga Partners are named among the 37 defendants, who include The Weeknd, Post Malone, and NBA star Steph Curry. NFT or WTF? The Trash Bin. Plastic surgeon Lenny Hochstein claimed that his estranged wife, Lisa, who's featured on Real Housewives of Miami, invited two men she was romancing to their Halloween party in October. Not kidding. He says she also invited over 100 other people to his soiree and that she was dating both men while they were married. Classy.
The news wrap-up.
A bipartisan bill in Congress seeks to ban TikTok in the U.S. for stealing customers' personal data. Crypto company FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested in the Bahamas after criminal charges were filed against him. Elon Musk is threatening to sue Twitter employees who break their NDAs. Guess which state has the most fast food restaurants? Answer: Alabama. No surprise there.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Avatar, The Way of Water is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
SZA enters the charts at number one with SOS.
The number one app.
It's Candy Crush Saga again.
The number one book.
Michelle Obama's The Light We Carry is the best-selling nonfiction book.
BTS member Jungkook has broken a record on TikTok for the song Dreamers. Featured on the soundtrack for the 2022 FIFA World Cup, Dreamers has dominated social media platforms ever since its release a few weeks ago. It's also the fastest song by a K-pop artist to surpass 500,000 views and then 1 million views on TikTok. What's amazing is that he beat his own record for his song with Charlie Puth, Left and Right. Dreamers also hit number one on the iTunes Top Songs chart after only 2 hours and 11 minutes. Hope he appreciates every moment of his latest success because he's expected to join the Korean Army soon along with his fellow BTS members. Here's Jungkook with the Song of the Week, Dreamers.
Gather around, now look at me.
Jungkook with the Song of the Week. dreamers. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.